buying corn. So the most of people now, I don't know of a creek that grinds corn anywhere now. They use electricity. They use grist mills,
mm-hmm.
and put the electricity to it. And of course, that's much faster done. Electricity turns it. But that water had to turn it because there was no electricity.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you'd call a little shallow arm of the sea?
Sea.
Of the ocean? Or I don't guess you're really far enough down south.
No, I don't live far enough down to know much about the Gulf.
Okay.
You know, it's on the south, it is a Gulf.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you much about the Gulf.
Mm-hmm. Say if, you might say, we expect a big crop from that field this year because the soil is very...
The soil is very, fertilized, very heavy?
Or another way of saying that, you might say the soil is very
fertile.
Okay. And, say, if you had a swamp and you were getting water off the swamp, what would you call the little things that you dug to drain?
Ditches.
Okay. And what about, say, if you have a real heavy rain and maybe along the rain cuts out a little, washes away some dirt, and you call that a?
Wash out ditches, wash out little gullies.
Okay.
Things like that.
What's the difference between a ditch and a gully?
Well, it's a ditch. You use a place is made for to run water, and whenever a rain comes so hard,
mm-hmm.
till it makes it so big, till it washes down deeper than that, and it causes a deep washout place we call gullies.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they get just a number of feet deep,
mm-hmm.
if you don't put a fill in brush or cut down trees and put in there, fix it some way. Well, these gullies get very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just cover an acre of land.
Mm. What if it's not near that bad? What if it just starts the?
Well, we all try to get to it in time and fix it before it don't get so deep.
Yeah. What do you call it before it's a gully?
Ditch.
Okay. I was wondering if you'd use the word wash.
Yeah, it washed out. It washed out when it's when it was just a ditch. It washed. It was a washed out place, and then it got to be in a gully.
Uh huh. And along the side of the road, little things along the side of the road to carry the water.
Yes, they're called a ditch on each side of the road,
okay.
And sometimes that ditch washes and it gets 20 feet deep, and it have to be cared for. It have to be something hauled and put in this and
mm-hmm.
properly cared for it so it don't take the road in the gully.
Mm-hmm.
That happened sometime out here, but of course, since we got our blacktop roads and we prepared to meet these big rains and a road don't wash like it did.
Mm-hmm.
But back when few years ago, we had trouble keeping our
mm-hmm.
roads in a condition not to wash too bad.
What kind of roads did you have back then?
Well, we just had, when we first moved to this place, we had a little, just a narrow road. Whenever wagons met each other, they just had to see certain places they could stop their mules to pass. Couldn't hardly,
mm-hmm.
they couldn't pass on so many of the ways. And then,
what do you call that when it's narrow like that?
Just a narrow wagon road.
Uh-huh.
There was no cars, just a narrow wagon road.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this little narrow road, when big rains would come, it would wash. We didn't have no ditches on the side.